Radical Russ here at the Boston Freedom Rally. We are here with Dick Evans, who is working with the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol here in Massachusetts, an attempt to legalize in the state for 2016. Dick, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Russ. Welcome to the cradle of liberty here in Massachusetts.
I love being on the Boston Common. You can just feel the history. You're walking around, you see the old buildings. This is the cradle, like you say, of American civilization, our liberty. And tell us about your campaign and how you're going to legalize marijuana.
Well, there are two initiatives on their way to the ballot in Massachusetts right now. There's one called the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol, and the other one is sponsored by Bay State Repeal. I'm not sure what the name of it is. And they're very similar. Our campaign is a little bit more restrictive, closer to the Colorado model. Yeah. The Bay State's initiative is very good. It's less restrictive. It's what you might call the Trado model. I'm sure that most people at this event today would, and myself included, would probably prefer, if we had a choice in the matter, we'd probably prefer the latter over the former. But we tried to tailor the initiative to the expectations of the voters and the needs and the concerns of the voters and the political realities, of course. And we're also concerned with making good policy. And there's going to be a long break-in period in this awkward interval between prohibition and legalization. And we think that we're thrilled, frankly, to give the voters of Massachusetts the opportunity to vote on both of these initiatives in November. Don't ask me what happens if both of them pass, but it's going to be a new day in Massachusetts, and we're going to catch up with the rest of the country, and we're going to take it one step further. We are going to have the best legalization law of any state in the nation, I'm confident. We got a lot to celebrate here today, and if everybody pulls together, does their part in this effort, then by golly, we will prove that this is indeed the cradle of liberty right here, and we will define what liberty means in the 21st century.
Absolutely, Dick. Now, winning these campaigns, getting on the ballot and winning, requires a whole lot of money. What's the money situation? How's the campaign stacking up?
It requires a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of dedication. The campaign is on board to collect the necessary signatures. I can't speak for Bay State Repeal. I know that campaigns have reached the ballot in Massachusetts on nickels and dimes on occasion. And so I don't rule out the prospect that both of them will reach the ballot. And we're all optimistic and hopeful that if they do reach the ballot, the voters will approve them. Now, we can't rest on that expectation, though. We can't be complacent. There's something that all of us can do in this campaign, and a role for everybody. And I hope each of your listeners understands that we can't just sit back and wait for this to happen and wait for other people to do it. There's a role for everybody. They can join organizations, they can give money, but most importantly, they can speak to people they know, whether at church or at school or at their workplace, people who may not be real savvy about marijuana, and let them know that legalization is not just for stoners. Legalization is for everybody. It's for parents who don't want their kids subject to a bunch of propaganda. It's for employers who don't want to have to lay off their best employees because they flunk a piss test. It's for taxpayers who don't want to squander the public treasury on these futile attempts at enforcement of the prohibition laws. It's for ordinary freedom lovers who want the government to butt out of people's personal lives. In short, legalization is not just for stoners, it's for everybody. And that's the message that I'm going to try to impart today at this event.
That's great. Now, if a campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol should pass in 2016, what's legal? Can I buy? Can I grow? Can I sell? Can I possess? And at what amounts?
Yes, you can grow a small quantity. I think it's 6 plants or 10 plants or something like that. You can't sell. You can have, you can possess, just like with the alcohol laws.
Could I become a commercial grower?
No, not without a license. You can apply for get a license.
Okay. That's open to everyone.
Of course, it's open to everybody, yes. Like the alcohol law.
Some concern about that with the initiative in Ohio that's all locked down, those 10 growers.
Indeed.
Want to make sure in Massachusetts, people that want to get in the grow business could follow the licenses and regs and get involved.
Indeed. It's not a locked system as in Ohio here. There are preferences, as there should be, to those who already have their medical marijuana licenses. These people have invested a lot of money. They've put a lot into this, and it's appropriate that they get a slight head start, it seems to me. But ultimately, after a couple of years, anybody can apply for a license.
Excellent, excellent. And home growing is allowed?
Yes, yes. Yes.
So if people want to learn more and help you guys out, maybe donate some time or money, where can they go on the web?
Go to the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol in Massachusetts, or campaign or regulatemassachusetts.com.
Thank you so much, Dick, and have yourself a great Freedom Rally.
Thank you, Russ. You're doing a great job, and I hope your listeners know that Russ Belleville is the man on the radio on this topic. We, all of us nationally, owe so much to you, Russ. You've done a great job, and thank you all. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you so much.